Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what they call it.
Nah, I can't call it a name. Yeah, I believe it is old flashlight. That's what they call them.
Well, now, are they different from lightning bugs? I think I must have been thinking about something else. I was thinking about a moth.
Lightning bugs. Yes, they are, because a lightning bug is, you know, they are light, you know, give light at night. But these, you know, flashlights, what, you know, crawl up on the windows, they don't have no light.
Okay.
Because I know Mama said a lot of times, you can't sit out there in that porch with them old lightning bugs. Not, I mean old flashlights. That's
right. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Nuts that get underneath the ground?
That's where they get ripe.
Peanuts.
Okay. Have you heard them called anything besides peanuts?
Peanuts and well, I don't believe I have peanuts and salted nuts.
Okay.
That's what they call them mostly now because my daughter bought my little grandboy a little box called them salted.
Okay.
You know, they have a lot of salt on them. They already beat.
Yeah, they're good like that.
That's right.
If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose, too, you'd say, the boy, what, his father? The boy?
Bumped his father.
No, if they just naturally have big noses. If the boy's appearance is like his father's, you'd say the boy
has big nose, too.
Okay. And suppose he his appearance was like his father's in a lot of different ways.
He favors his father.
Okay. Now, if he's similar in appearance to his father, you say he favors him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's,
you say he's just like his father.
Okay.
Or daddy one now they call him. We always said father and mother, you know, but now they call him daddy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I always said father and mother, too. What do your children call you?
They call me mama.
Uh-huh.
Mama and father, you know. But they call their daddy mom and daddy.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call us, mom and daddy. But we used to say father.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who's not a nurse?
I know I had that myself. I did go to no hospital. All it really was a midwife. That's what it is. That's what I asked myself. I never had a doctor in my life.
You didn't?
Not with none of my children. They didn't go to a hospital.
Well, you sure seem healthy.
Mm-hmm. Stayed right there. And his mother would stay with us. You know, she wouldn't stay with him the rest of it because she said, both of them is the babies. She was her mama's baby. I'm going to stay with them. And she'd make me stay in bed 9 days when I had my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would wash for me a whole month.
She must have been a wonderful person.
She was just saying it.
Uh-huh.
I said a lot of times now, I said, I believe that all went to heaven. When I die, I hope I go to heaven. I want to go there and I'm going to have my arms open. I want my daddy to fall in the middle and my mama and his mama both to fall in my arms.
Well, that's wonderful that you have that kind of family.
She is. She was the wonderfulest woman and she looked like thought so much of me and I did her too. And I tell her a lot of time, I said, now if anything that I cook or anything you want to cook like you want, you just do just like you want.
Well, that's wonderful.
And we got along wonderful.
You know, that really is rare.
It is. Because you don't, people now, they don't get on. It's always no mother-in-law, did this, did that, no daughter-in-law, and that talk. But we did, we just stayed together. She wouldn't stay with me the rest of the time. And every 2 years, I'd have a baby.
Mm-hmm. And she'd come help.
She'd stay right there with her.
Well, that's
wonderful. She got to where she just couldn't go.
Sure.
And then she went, and it wasn't long before she died.
Mm-hmm. Well, she must have had a good life.
She was. And raised all her 13 children, too. Her dad, her husband, you know, he died, you know, but everybody seemed like it was good to her, you know. And then she had a niece that lived up here, and she sent for one of her daughters to come stay with her little baby, my teacher, what taught me life.